In the gospel today, we hear the Lord Jesus tells us two qualifications of being his disciples. And these two qualifications at first hearing may sound incredibly hard. The first qualification is, if you want to be my disciple, you will have to love me more than you love your father and you love your mother. If you want to be my disciple, you're going to have to love me more than you love your children. That sounds very hard, because we love our children very much. And we ought to love our parents very much. But if you think about it a little bit, then it makes sense, because everyone who loves God, if we love God more, then we will love more, period. Because God is love. And those who love God will accept his challenge of loving, albeit is a lifetime effort. So if you are parents, you don't have any problem your children loving God more, because you know if they love God more, they will love you more. So it is not as impossible as it sounds. The second qualification is what I want for us to focus on this morning, and that is, if you want to follow my disciple, you will have to pick up your cross and follow me. I want to make a clarification. The Lord Jesus did not say, if you want to follow me, you will have to carry my cross. He didn't say that. He said, if you want to follow me, you pick up your cross and follow me. Because my brothers and sisters, oftentimes we tend to think of the crosses in life as from God. Our sufferings, our struggles, our trials in life, our tribulations, all of these difficult things, the hardship of life, we tend to think, oh, why are you, God, giving me such heavy cross? The Lord Jesus is making it very clear. It's not from God. If you want to be my disciples, pick up your cross. These are the crosses that you make for yourselves. These are the crosses that you make for each other. Not that God gave you these sufferings. If we step back a moment and take a look at all of the hardship and the sufferings that we endure in our lives, then we will, and we are honest to ourselves, then we will realize that most of the sufferings are caused by ourselves being selfish or our loved ones being selfish. Most of our sufferings are caused by our own brokenness or the brokenness of those around us. I would say 99.5% of the sufferings in the world is caused by us, causing it to ourselves and causing it to each other because of our sins, because of our selfishness, because of our brokenness. This is why the Lord Jesus didn't say, if you want to be my disciple, take up my cross. No, no. He said, take up your cross, the crosses that you make for yourselves and for each other. Pick them up and follow me. There was a woman who went on a retreat, and when she came home from the retreat, every day she would make sure to give her husband a big hug. And after a few weeks, the husband was very, touched. And he finally said to his wife, honey, what changed? What happened? Why are you so, lovey-dovey? You give me a hug every day. What happened? And the woman said, well, you know, at the retreat, the priest said to embrace your cross daily. The one powerful point that the Lord Jesus is making for us while telling us the qualification is actually a great teaching, is that life, because it is lived in by you and me, sinful people, broken people, selfish people, life is full of sufferings. Sufferings that are not from God, sufferings that are from us. And as soon as we are born into this world, we will suffer. Some of us suffer more, some of us suffer less, some of us suffer earlier, some of us suffer later. The bottom line is, as long as we are human beings living on this earth, we will experience the cross of our own making. One time there was a woman who came into my office. I think this was at least 14 years ago now. She was very upset. She said, Father, why is it my life so hard? Why is God making my life so hard? Why is it that when I was even young, as a young teenager, I had to go to work, I had to support myself, and I've worked all my life, and now I'm married, have children, and both of us work, and we struggle to make ends meet. Why is life so hard for me? Why is it so much easier on my sister? She said, because my sister married young, a wealthy man, never had to work in her life. And her husband every year takes them, her and the children, on cruises. Why is it, Father, that my life is so hard and my sister's life is so easy? Well, you see, the woman did not know that the week before, her sister came into my office. And she sat in front of me and she said, Father, why is my life so hard? And she was saying to me, Father, I married an alcoholic, and my husband gets on binges of drinks. And when he is on his binges, he abuses us. He abuses us. And when he wakes up from his stupor, he feels sorry and he takes us on cruises. You see the point? We all suffer. If you start looking at another person and say, why am I not like her or like him in my life? Be careful what you ask for. As long as we live here on earth, we suffer. But what is the Lord Jesus saying? If you want to be my follower, take up your cross and follow me. What is he saying? Well, he's saying this, my brothers and sisters. Your life is going to be full of suffering. You have two choices. Two choices. One, you suffer with me. Two, you suffer without me. That's the choices. There's no third choice. There's no, let's have no suffering. So now you understand the qualification is not that impossible. He's teaching us a powerful reality. The choice is ours. Am I going to suffer this life? You're going to suffer. Am I going to suffer this life with God? Or am I going to suffer this life, and you are going to suffer, without God? And God has sent his only son Jesus into the world to suffer like no man has suffered, so that we can follow him. Pick up your cross. From now on, don't ever think anymore, God, why do you give me such heavy crosses? It's not his cross, it's your cross. Pick up your cross and follow him. I had a very close married friend, a couple. I've been married for 25 years. And I know them because I've had to be referee between them throughout their life for 25 years. It has been a tumultuous relationship. And when the year came, I said to them, aren't you going to have a mass offered for your anniversary? And the wife looked, good friends, and the wife looked at me and said, Father, what's there to thank God for? What's there to celebrate? It has been challenging. It has been difficult. It has been a heavy cross in the last 25 years. This is my friend telling me. But last week, no, 2 days ago, I was invited to celebrate a 50th wedding anniversary of this Vietnamese couple, 50 years marriage. And out of those 50 years, they have been able to live together 8 years, because the Vietnam War, he was a soldier, he was an officer. So during the war, they got married, but they could not live together. They visited each other once a week during the war. After the war, his side lost. He was sent to the re-education camp for 10 years. So they were separated. At the 9th year, the communists allowed the wife to go to the north from the south to visit him. And they gave her 4 hours. And they were together for 4 hours after 9 years. After 10 years, they released him, and immediately he escaped. He escaped from Vietnam and left his wife and his children in Vietnam. He went and to the refugee camp, and then he went to the United States, and here he was alone. He worked, he saved money, he filed, and eventually he sponsored his wife and 2 children over. Out of the 50 years of marriage and incredible suffering, they lived 8 years together. And there I was, saying mass of thanksgiving for them. And I asked them, what do you want me to say? They said, Father, share with everybody. We are so grateful to God. Not because the 50 years were filled with happiness, but simply because it was the will of God. We accept the will of God, and we are grateful. I just told you 2 examples of a couple who choose to suffer without Christ and a couple who chooses to suffer with Christ. That's the choice we make, my brothers and sisters. Today, as we come here, each and every one of us has our own cross to carry. Don't run away from them. Pick it up. Follow Jesus. You either suffer with him or without him. And I hope all of us choose to suffer this life with Jesus.